This Sunday evening, the 2007 Indianapolis Early Music Festival presents The Voice of the Turtle at the Indiana History Center Theater, 450 West Ohio Street. We're talking with one of the founders of Voice of the Turtle, Judith Wax. Judy, thanks very, very much for joining us by phone. Looking forward to your program. It's called Roots and Shoots Musical Perspectives on Pre-Expulsion Spain from the Traditions of the Spanish Jews. Now, that's today. Voice of the Turtle actually began back in 1978 when Judeo-Spanish music was a good deal rarer than it is today.
I would say a good deal rarer doesn't even begin to address how little known it was, even to Jewish people of Ashkenazi roots. The idea that there existed a repertoire of Judeo-Spanish music or Sephardic music was just unheard of. This was a surprise to so many people, and we were in the beginning just a rarity and an oddity, and people said, you know, what is this, and would come only because it was so odd, and it grew on them, so much so that we are now entering our 30th year together, same four people, performing Sephardic music.
What got you started on this particular repertoire?
It's an interesting story. My co-founder and one other member of the group, Lisa Kohlbach, and I were in a group called the Quadrivium in the Boston area, which specialized in music that medieval and Renaissance music for the most part, but also interesting traditions which came from Europe. One day somebody came in with a piece that she said was, her name was Aviva Rosenblum. She's a cantor now in the Los Angeles area, I believe. And she came in with a song that she said, well, this is from the Jews of Spain. And I was quite surprised because I hadn't heard of a repertoire of music from the Jews of Spain. And she brought in this fabulous piece called Scalerica de Oro, which means a ladder of gold. And it was a wedding piece, and she said a friend of hers was kind of doing a doctorate on this music, and here was an example, and she sang this piece for us. And suddenly there was, you know, all the light bulbs went off, and we weren't conserving at that point. It was really, really blasting. I said, this is something that I'd love to explore.
We're talking with Judy Wax from Voice of the Turtle.
So I started to look, and at that point, there were no written resources that were accessible to English speakers as far as I knew. And I went to the Harvard Library, I went to the Brandeis Library, and what I found was a slim volume of notated pieces, some of which had to do with Jewish holidays, some of which were completely secular folk songs. And we started to play around with that and invited the other two members of Voice of the Turtle, Derek Burrows and Jay Rosenberg. And we started to perform this in conjunction with performances that we were doing of Renaissance and medieval music. And every time we did these concerts, people would say, Renaissance music is lovely, the medieval music is lovely, but we've never heard the Sephardic music. That is amazing. Where did you find it? And off we went. So 30 years later, we're still as passionately involved.
And this Sunday evening, the group continues its involvement.
But it's a very unusual concert because we're doing something that we've never done before, a combination of Arab, Andalusian, Christian, and Sephardic in this concert. That's the roots and that's the shoots. That's what's making this concert very different from what we've done, and I think has added a lot of extra resonance to all that we're doing.
We've been talking with Judy Wax, one of the founding members of Voice of the Turtle. They present Roots and Shoots, musical perspectives of pre-expulsion Spain from the traditions of the Spanish Jews. Vocal and instrumental pieces presented this Sunday evening as part of the 2007 Indianapolis Early Music Festival at the Indiana History Center, 450 West Ohio Street. I'm George Walker.